GOP Rep. Rogers, the Joe Biden on the campaign trail is not all there. By Jeff Poore on July 23, 2020. During an interview that aired on Huntsville, Alabama Radio's WDNN on Thursday, Representative Mike Rogers, RL, the ranking Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee, weighed in on the upcoming presidential election and offered an optimistic take for President Donald Trump's chances. Rogers pointed to circumstances in the media similar to 2016 when Trump was not given much of a chance in a head-to-head matchup against Hillary Clinton. He also expressed his skepticism that Trump's November opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democrat presidential nominee, would be a figure Democrats could rally around. "I think people are letting themselves hear this propaganda from the national news media that it is going to be a Democrat blowout," he said. "It makes them wonder how that can be because they just don't see that in their real lives. I like to remind people everybody was saying Hillary Clinton was going to blow. All the polls were saying Hillary Clinton was going to win in 2016. Donald Trump didn't have a chance, and those are the same people that are saying this now. I personally think you're going to see a similar result to what we saw in 2016. I believe that Trump voters are still solidly behind him. I think that they can't wait to vote him and shock the world the same way they did last time, and they aren't talking to pollsters. I can't believe the Democrats are going to go to Biden on the ballot," Rogers continued. "When the president says Joe has lost his fastball, he's not exaggerating. I like Joe Biden. But this guy that's on the campaign trail now is not all there. Age is going to get all of us one day, but it has gotten him." Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.